Welcome to the sixth episode of the Meet the Mancunian podcast, season 3. I'm Deepa Thomas Sutcliffe, host of the Meet the Mancunian podcast, which introduces listeners to inspirational Mancunians making a difference in the local community, whether they run a charity or a social enterprise, volunteer or coach others, host a community or go it alone. All my guests have fascinating stories to tell. Sit back, relax, and listen in to season 3 of the Meet the Mancunian. Or tune in to Apple, Google, Spotify, or any of your favorite podcasting platforms every Tuesday. Passionate about men's mental health, we hear from Nick Pimlott, Trustee Mentel, in this episode. I'm delighted to introduce my guest, Nick Pimlott, Trustee Mentel. Thank you, Nick, for joining me today.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. I did some gardening this morning. What about you?
I've been for a long walk. Did a 6-mile walk first thing with the dog.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah.
That's really nice. So how do you find your passion for men's mental health?
Well, I came to Mentel 4 years ago after I had some issues with a business that I was running. I had built a business up over 20 years. And the business that I was involved, that I built up, was having big difficulties. And I wanted somewhere to talk. I couldn't talk at home. I've got 4 daughters. I didn't really want to sort of do that. Really wanted just to sit and talk to, I think, really other men. Then sought out a men's circle. And eventually, after trying a couple of other circles, landed on Mentel, which is a men's circles. So that's why I got involved, because I was feeling challenged with everything that I got going on with my life at that particular time.
Oh, and like you said, personal experience, that's always a great route. So could you tell listeners about how you got involved with Mentel? You just said that you started with attending circles, but now I think you've got a lot of different roles and you're quite deeply involved.
First went along to the as a member and just to share and listen, and really I liked the whole concepts of, you know, free from advice, free from judgment. Nobody was trying to fix me. Nobody was being anything other than, you know, listening, supportive, shared experience. The concept behind Mentel and the advertising, you know, was really all about taking men getting together around a fire, in like we would have done 1,000 years ago, and just chewing the cud, just having a conversation, talking about what's going on in your life, what's going on in the community, you know, not necessarily the football, but stuff that's going on, and sharing experiences, you know, around parenting, around just everyday life, and, you know, and that whole concept we've lost, and these guys, the guys at Mentel, seem to me to be bringing that back together, and that really resonated with me. So that meant that really what I found was that I developed my role from being a member and then wanted to train to facilitate. So facilitating, the role of facilitator is to try and hold the space for a bunch of guys to sit and talk, you know, and give everybody an opportunity to speak and everyone an opportunity to share and make sure that we are upholding the principles of the circle and making, you know, to make sure that it's a safe and secure space for everybody. So yeah, so I got into then sort of training to do the facilitating, which was quite a lengthy process, started facilitating, and then really through lockdown with you know, really got more heavily involved, because you could see we had to stop doing physical circles, we went on to digital circles. And really, you could see that, you know, the space that we were creating, virtual spaces that we were creating, were really, you know, massively needed in the community. So, yeah. And then from that, just because I got, you know, quite passionate about it all, I'm passionate about men's mental health, I then stepped up into the role as one of the trustees in the charity. And that really is a, is to sort of make sure that we're moving in the right direction to governing, to governance and managing the charity, and we're doing it in line with the principles of the charity. You know, the whole idea that we, you know, we try and be a faceless charity because we don't want to be pigeoned, you know, as all white middle class males, or you know, or all young men, or old men, or all men with mental health issues. It's a broad range of men that come together. Some with challenging issues, some wanting to what we call top your cup up. So either lightening your load if you're sharing problems, or you're topping your cup up. And people come for lots of different reasons, you know. And from all over Manchester and actually all over the country. So we have virtual circles that run, you know, and have people, you know, from everywhere. Some even from America.
That's really interesting that you have this reach all over UK and then all over and in parts of North America as well. So have you seen any differences in people's attitude to men's mental health over this time that you've been involved with the charity? Have people been more accepting of it? Seems a bit more openness about focusing on mental health during the pandemic, especially.
I think that what's happened with the pandemic is that the pandemic has. Most of us walk through life carrying some kind of issues, trauma, problems, worries that are all there. What the pandemic did was add an extra layer on top of that onto lots and lots of people. Could have been, you know, financial worry, being isolated, you know, worries about health, not being able to get treated, et cetera, et cetera. And that piled an awful lot more on top of everybody. It's not just men and women and children. It piled a whole lot more on top of what people had already got going on. So what we found was with the pandemic and coming through it, there was more people that then were being, if you like, tipped over the edge, more people that were then, you know, reaching that point of where they couldn't cope anymore. So that's when we found quite a large upsurge in people wanting to use the service, or men wanting to use the service. And I think that what happened through the pandemic as well was that it became we talked about mental health a lot more openly and on national media, on the TV, all of that kind of stuff. So I think that mental health is accepted as being something that, you know, affects us all. And now starting to, you know, more so that it affects men just as well, it affects men just as much as it affects women. Interesting, though, that it's taken the pandemic to sort of like raise that awareness. So still, though, you know, we've got a long, long way to go, because I think that the one of the big problems, the moment you talk mental health, I think that there is wrongly this whole sort of like idea that it's a negative thing, that, you know, if you have mental health, you've got problems. If you have mental health, you've got serious mental health problems. Well, actually, mental health is it's just like physical health. You have good mental health and you have poor mental health. You have good physical health, you have poor physical health. And what we should all be doing is just as we do with physical health, is we should be doing physical activity and things that help us to, you know, physically improve and be fit. It's exactly the same for our mental health. We should be doing things that, you know, that help us to be mentally strong. And that's where something like mental and a circle specifically for men can really come in and really help. Because, you know, whether you're a young man just starting out in life, or you're maybe coming to get into grips with your sexuality, being married, having a family, coping with bills, coping with responsibility, or you're a middle-aged man, you know, what's it all about? You know, maybe having marital problems, financial problems, you know, having a space to actually to meet other guys and talk and share experience, that whole adage of problem shared is a problem halved really does come into effect with something like Mentel. So
thank you for sharing that. What impact would you say Mentel has made in this time?
Mentel is helping men. It's incredible. Okay, so I've facilitated, I mean, hundreds of circles, and every circle is quite an incredible experience. It's incredible to see men journey when they maybe first arrive in a circle in a difficult place, to see them learn to just talk about it, get a grip of it, share that, and create the headspace to understand what's going on, to then to see them rebuild their lives. And some of them will, you know, get to a good place and not come back to Mentel, and that's great. And some of them will keep coming to Mentel and will develop into facilitators, and that's how we grow our facilitator pool so that we can open more circles. Some of them just come as members and just keep coming as members because, you know, it's good to share. It's good to share experience. It's good to share the good stuff as well as the not so good. So what I've seen over the last few years is just, you know, it's hundreds of circles, hundreds of men. I mean, I'm only just, you know, one of dozens of other facilitators when it comes to facilitating, you know, but seeing, you know, how people change and how people grow and how people relax and how people, just begin to realize that, you know, if they've been in a very difficult place, actually life does go on and I can get on with life and I can overcome this this problem, or I'm okay. You know, for some men, I mean, we have all sorts of problems that come in, and something quite amazing to see somebody share something that's been burdening them that may have been for, you know, tens of years or, you know, something like that. And it's quite amazing to see the relief that somebody would have. It's a very rewarding experience to share space when you have a circle like that.
I can understand that. Thank you so much for sharing that. How can interested people reach out to you or learn more? So this is where you can give out your website, social media.
Yeah. Okay. So we're on Facebook. Everybody that comes to the circle needs to register on the circle. So you can reach out at mentel.org.uk. There's a place to sign up for a circle. So when you sign up for a circle, you can either sign up and do a virtual circle, or you can sign up and do a local circle. We're just moving back to local circles at the moment, which is something that I'm involved in. And if you're unsure, you can have a one-to-one conversation with one of our support team. I'll just explain and talk through, you know, the process. Of what it's like to walk into a circle, what goes on in the circle, etc. I think for men in particular, it's quite difficult to take that first step. It's a big thing for a guy who may be struggling with some personal problems to then go, okay, well, I'm going to walk into a circle, I'm going to sit and I'm going to talk about my problems or talk about my issues and share that. And not feel a little bit nervous about it. So very often it takes a couple of attempts for a guy to actually, you know, to pluck up the courage to do that. We've got support to help, you know, just to help somebody overcome that. So it all starts at mentel.org.uk, and yeah, we have a webinar on a Wednesday. So if people want to just come and like dip in and just, you know, see the faces of people that they may be talking to, learn a little bit more, they can do that. We hook up with quite a few social prescribers in the local community, you know, so that because, you know, Mentel may, you know, with the circles can provide, you know, just part of something of a bigger picture for somebody to help get them back on track. So there's a number of different ways of accessing the service. But first of all, mentel.org.uk, click on the sign up button. And it's free to use. It's free to use. It's a free service. We're funded by the NHS. We're funded by raising money locally. We have a Turn Your Bar Blue campaign, which I think it's about 650 bars that take beer mats in on a once a month, and they put them out on the bar, and then we have a little collection pot. It's quite incredible, some of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes.
That's really interesting. You must tell us more about this later. What advice would you have for people looking to start something similar in the local community? As I said, we have listeners from about 35 countries. Maybe someone gets inspired and wants to set something up similar in their community.
Well, what I would suggest is you get in touch with Mental, because we have spent an awful lot of time and an awful lot of effort in developing developing all the principles, the training that goes around facilitating a men's circle. And we're quite passionate at Mental, it's not something that we want to keep in, it's something that we're quite happy to share. You know, it's we so long as a men's group, you know, stick to the principles and stick to the facilitator training, use it. It's there to be used. You know, it's there. We want to share this. It's really, really one of the great, you know, things, ethos behind the charity is actually it's good to talk. It's good for men to sit and talk to each other. It's good for men to come together and share experience. And we don't have to do it down the pub. We don't have to do it around a beer. And actually, in actual fact, probably have a much, there is a much more connecting and a much deeper and a much more better experience to do it, you know, with a cup of coffee, sat in a circle and in a controlled facilitated environment. So anybody who's interested in setting up a men's circle, just reach out and get in touch. You could email talktoo@mental.org.uk. Happy to share.
Thanks so much. It's a great tip. Is there anything else you want to say, what you think makes a circle like this a safe space and successful?
Okay, so one of the great things about Mental is there is a great bunch of people that together make Mental. You know, there is, you know, the guys in the trustee board, you know, is a balance of people. There are 50% male, 50% female, and everybody bringing their skills to running the charity. Then you have the admin and or the community team, which is a huge community team that are there, all part and parcel of raising awareness of Mental in the community, raising money, you know, and that's guys and gals that are doing that. They do absolutely fantastic, all volunteers. And then you've got the facilitators, we have mentors. I think what makes Mental really, really good is that we try not to have a hierarchy. We try and all work together. And we recognize that, you know, Mental wouldn't be Mental without every single, you know, piece of the jigsaw, every single person doing their little bit to, whether it's raising funds, whether it's raising awareness, whether it's facilitating a circle, whether it's ringing up a guy to say and help him to circle, whether it's somebody buying the coffee and the biscuits for the half time, whether it's the guys that are running the accounts and doing all of that. Without any, you know, you need it all for a charity to run smoothly, and we do that really well in Mental. It's something that I'm really proud of.
I'm just smiling at your dog, who's made a little guest appearance.
Yeah, yeah, Barney.
Hello, Barney.
He needs to be in the kitchen because he's wet from the walk. He's been in the river. He's come
that's
to
sweet.
Sit with
I've me. Got Sandy and Puppuccino, who's not in the room right now, but who are very much part of our lives. So this is an opportunity for you to tell us about anything that you want to say, to listeners, anything that's coming up in the near future, any fundraising campaigns, any shout outs you want to do before I go to my signature questions.
What I would say is we like to be at any event So any event that's going on, any festivals, any local community events, if you'd like us to come and pitch up with a stall, we'll come and pitch up at a stall. Any opportunity to basically share what we're doing.
This is my favorite part of the podcast, which is the signature questions I ask all my guests. What do you love the most about Manchester?
So what I've seen in Manchester over the last 40 years is a city that is developing culturally, is becoming such a hive of activity, the development that's going on in Manchester at the moment is absolutely, absolutely incredible. I mean, I can remember stood at the end of Deansgate after the IRA bomb, which would be, 25, 30 years ago, probably 25 years ago, actually. And to see the city now, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. Just a fantastic, vibrant city. And of course, Manchester United. Of course, Manchester United. We don't talk about City.
Where's your favourite place in Manchester?
Okay, so it has to be Old Trafford, okay? Because I've experienced so many emotions over the last 25 years at Old Trafford. I love the Northern Quarter. So a night out in the Northern Quarter, a few beers, a bite to eat is just, it's just a great part of Manchester. But it has to be Old Trafford. Yeah.
I love how diverse everyone's opinions are. It's just really interesting. What's the most important life lesson you've learned so far?
So there's been plenty. So if you don't love yourself, you can't actually love anybody else. So you have to be kind to yourself. You have to, nurture yourself. And if you can do all of those things, then you understand what it is to love somebody else. So, yeah, love yourself, learn to love yourself, and then you can really, truly love somebody else.
I love it. Thank you for sharing that. If someone wrote a book on your life, what would their title be?
I've written a couple of books myself, not published, but just for my own personal, for my own personal experience. And I wrote a book, it would be 17 years ago, in relation to helping for me to understand me and who I was and where I'd come from and what I was about. And I entitled it, Successful Sociopath or Rounded Human Being, with the conclusion being that I think I'm a rounded human being. Well, I hope so.
So is that what you're going to go with, a rounded human being?
No, Successful Sociopath or Rounded Human Being. That's the, it's a,
okay. It's a question. Got it. I like
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Nice. Maybe just talk about that if you want. Tell us about the Turn Your Bar Blue. It sounds interesting.
So we run a number of different campaigns. We have Turn Your Business Blue, Turn Your Barber Blue, Turn Your Biker Blue, and also Turn Your Bar Blue. And the Turn Your Bar Blue is a monthly campaign that runs. We have about 650 pubs up and down the country. They're all basically take in the posters, cards, and then beer mats, and put the beer mats out on the tables. And this is probably one of the biggest ways of actually letting men know that we're there, that we are there for them. And so they'll take a beer mat home with them, or they'll take a card. And we get about half of our members that accessing the service through this campaign. And of course, there's a little pot on the bar, and if anybody sees one of these pots, please pop some money into it. But that's one of the ways that we do raise successfully raise finances to help support the charity. And of course, accessing the service is a free to use service, and it's important that it stays that way. So it's really good.
Thank you so much, Nick. It was really a pleasure to talk to you and to learn a little bit about what Mental is up to.
Yeah, thank you. Pleasure talking. Thank you. Take care.
I really enjoyed learning about supporting men's mental health today. Dear listener, thank you so much for listening to the 6th episode of the Meet the Mancunian podcast, Season 3. I know many of you are listening in from different parts of the world or across the UK. I hope this episode and the podcast itself inspires you to follow your dreams and passions, inspired by the amazing Mancunian guests who feature here. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. Next week, meet Libby Edwards, who talks to us about preserving local history. Tune in on Tuesday, 6th September 2022 to hear the next episode. Please do consider subscribing to the podcast and leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. I will also be grateful if you could share this podcast with a friend or a family member. Thank you.